right, man, welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is hour one of episode 656. Jason Lingren is with me and Dr. Diana Drake returns. We got a good one and we've got an announcement for some things people might want to get for Christmas. Anyhow, welcome, Jason.
And a very way too cold good evening.
Yeah, no doubt. Welcome, Diana. Welcome back.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much again for having me.
I think it was episode 630 the last time you were on, but why don't you tell people where they can find you and your stuff, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about the Christmas bundle we put together.
Yes, absolutely. So brand-wise, we are going to talk about the new peptide site, which is rejuvitidepeptides.com. And then we have the homeopathy and herbs, that's drdalewellness.com. And then my practitioner site, dmdnaturalmedicine.com. So lots of places to find me.
And just so everyone knows, you can use the link on the sponsored page. Use the code CHRISTMASCROW, CHRISTMASCROW, for 25% off. Now, this code will run through January 15th, and this is going to help accommodate for any lowered stock in December for the high-demand peptides. But Diana's also going to be getting more in towards the end of the month. So everyone should be taken care of and get the discount with the code.
Okay, so we're going to talk about peptides. For anyone who's been under a rock, they're getting to be a big deal, to say the least. But what we did is we put together a bundle of things that I consider as daily staples. So on Diana's site, if you use the code CHRISTMASCROW, and it will be available on the site in the comments so you don't need to look, you'll get a 25% discount through the Christmas holidays. What it is Microbiome Terrain Pro. It has enzymes, spore-forming probiotics, L-glutamine, zinc, mushrooms, does gut repair. Magnesium. This is a huge one, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. And the third thing in the bundle is a bioiodine. When I first discovered that I could take things other than the food I eat to improve my health, my life changed. One of the things that I take every day without fail is magnesium. I was getting arthritis in my hands, and I no longer have that. And that is at least partially, if not wholly, due to the magnesium. The other thing is, all my life, my hair strands were really thin. I didn't have thin hair, but the strands were thin, and they broke really easy. Well, when I got to be in my 50s, I was getting like a thin place. I thought I was getting male pattern baldness, but it wasn't that. It was that I was rubbing my head on my pillow at night. When I started taking the magnesium, like as I am now, my hair is thicker than it's ever been. I have no spottiness or anything or male pattern baldness, any of that. And I totally attribute that to the magnesium. As for iodine, that's another thing I take every day, along with vitamin C and a few other things. My point here is that we're starting to get to be in a position where these supplements, I guess we'll call them, you can take them and it makes a big improvement in your life. Jason, do you want to add anything to this? I know you take staple things each day as well.
So every day I take Masterpiece, Shilajit, Ginkgo Biloba, Pearl Powder, and Charcoal.
There it is. We don't really have time, but Rose does a bunch of them. And some of the ones Rose takes mirrors me, but let alone iodine, let alone magnesium. These are things that I will never go another day in my life without. They've made that big a difference. Diana, do you want to comment on the bundle at all?
Yes, you guys, we are going to make that bundle available always, but just FYI, that code CHRISTMASCROW, and it's fully spelled out the word Christmas and crow with two R's, will get you 25% off, not just the bundle, but site-wide on both the peptide website and the Dr. Dale website for the entire month of December. So you can get your bundle and anything else you need, load up, because we will offer that discount to all of our Crow customers for the entire month for everything on the sites.
Wow, thank you for that. So that's basically reducing the price by 1/4. And by the way, I don't do this kind of thing very often, but this stuff is helpful. And in my life, it made a huge difference. And I spent a lot of my life not realizing that nutrition is the whole game. And with supplements, you can help your nutrition. But anyhow, you guys ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, let's start off. You got a new book in the works. So let's just touch on that briefly.
Yes, absolutely, everyone. So this book is really a focused protocol healing book. And what I'm doing is just releasing all of the protocols that I commonly use in my practice that I've worked with over the last 10 years. So what's happening is that I'm having kind of a hard time-wise juggling between being a practitioner and running two. Now I have the peptide company and the Dr. Deal brand. So I really just want, I don't want my protocols to be a secret. I want them to be available to everyone, whether you're a practitioner or just a client trying to, or, you know, a person, I should say, just trying to heal yourself. These are just guidelines to all of the things that I have been doing, proper testing and links to get the tests, what kind of homeopathy, herbs, supplement, and peptides are included in there as well. And the categories will be hormones, stress, energy, skin conditions, thyroid, gut, detoxification, and so much more. So come 2026, working with me as a practitioner is going to go more into a concierge style practice. I just am going to be taking on less clients. By the way, if you're already working with me, don't panic. You will be grandfathered in. So that's all good. But basically, I am going to just release everything out for the world. And if you want, you can join a healing group. I'll have themes of different healing groups so I can still work with people. It'll just be in different group sessions rather than all the one-to-one. I just need more time to be able to work on things going on with my brands and training practitioners and things like that. So the book is just to release all the protocols. And I hope it's going to be done first quarter next year. I don't really have time to be writing it, but we are writing it anyway.
This is a big deal, which is why I'm covering it. If there's a bigger issue than health right now, I mean, maybe there are a few other things that are as big an issue, but health is right up there. I have never seen a time in my life where so many individuals that I know in the world are struggling with one health issue or another. And as I said, what I accept is true is nutrition is at the base of it all. And everybody knows what's happened to our food supply. It's gotten so bad. And I thought about this years and years ago. Any product that is mass consumed, like milk or something like that, I don't touch it because I don't trust it. And I know that's a little paranoid, but I'm sorry, that's where it's at. I have seen such a decline in the quality of our food. And the main point here is you've got to get your nutrition up to speed if you want to have a healthy, you know, when you get older, if you want to still be healthy. But where do you guys want to jump in here?
We can go on into the peptide website if you guys want.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, everyone. So as I mentioned earlier, the peptide site is now live. It is rejuvatidepeptides.com. That is rejuvatide peptides.com. Right now, we have just under 20 formulas available. They are very affordable, especially compared to if anyone was ever working with me individually before and I was reselling another brand. Now we're the manufacturer, so very affordable. They are all bioidentical, meaning they are the same chain of amino acids that the body makes, just mimicked in a lab. They are both manufactured and tested here in the U.S., and not that I care about this or the FDA, but it is an FDA licensed lab, which is a step above just a GMP manufacturing standard lab. So the FDA actually has licensed this lab. Couple of interesting nuances. So as far as payment types, for now, you have access to process a credit card. Okay. We also have a secondary payment type, which is an e-check. So you can put in your routing and account number. But in the future, I don't know when this is going to happen. I know we are going to lose credit card processing shortly. I'll talk about that in a second. But in the future, if you notice that you can't put your card in anymore, there will be a feature if you want to pay with a card where you can just request order at checkout and someone will reach out to you to collect the payment type over the phone. And then once we have it on file, we can use it for later purchases. But what's basically going on is the FDA is backdooring a way to try to stop people from having peptides. And since they can't do it legally by saying that peptides aren't allowed or by blocking the sale, they are threatening credit card processing companies with legal action. So they are sending threatening letters to Amex, to MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and to processing companies and saying, if you are caught processing credit cards, we're going to shut you down. We're going to press legal action against you. And this is scaring a lot of these companies. So a lot of the companies are pulling processing from peptide companies. The ones that are taking risks still are on very large peptide companies that are making over $250K per month. So they are taking the risk on those larger accounts, but all of us little guys are kind of getting shut off. So I do have the e-check way that'll always be available. And then for now, if you run a card on there, it is working. It'll run through DMD Natural Medicine. And at some point, that's going to get shut off. So just FYI, what to expect on there with how you pay. And just another little insight of what the government is doing to try to block something that is threatening to them. This is threatening to the pharmaceutical companies. This is threatening to their whole narrative that drugs are the only way. So they're going to try and sneak and do things however they can because they can't directly block it yet.
I've been waiting for something like this. I knew they were going to start making things difficult somehow.
Yes. Luckily, it's a little more on the back end because they can't come straight at us with it. And I think there's enough money in our industry now, the peptide industry, where like a lot of the big companies have really big attorneys that are going up against the FDA and things like that, which is incredible. So I do feel that peptides are going to win and be okay and available. I don't know if they'll ever be not a gray area and or fully legal, but I do think they will be available in their research form like they are now. We also have methylene blue, and it's a huge bottle available that we charge very little for. We charge the same that companies are charging for the little 1 or 2 ounce, but it's almost a 4 ounce bottle. That is a pharmaceutical grade. Those are available now. And I just want to make it really clear that as a peptide company, whether you're buying from Rejuvetide or any peptide company, it will ship with only the peptide. We don't supply needles, instructions, or you know, any sort of anything like that, just due to the legal nature of them being for research only. Before, if you had purchased something from me as a practitioner, I was bundling that for my customers. But now, if you just get it straight from the company, you're only getting the peptide, okay? So you'll have to get your injection kit and all of that somewhere else. And I will go over that a little later, I promise. I do want to call out that the shipping center was making a lot of mistakes, okay? So I apologize for anyone that received incorrect peptides. Most people were very cool about it. Other people, not so much. So FYI, the policy on correcting that is we will send you the correct peptide at no charge and let you keep the mistake peptide. We really don't run a refund unless it's something catastrophic. But if there was a mistake, I apologize. Please just let us know. We will fix it. And just want to run a disclaimer before we get into this, that the information I provide on this podcast and to my customers directly is coming from me as a practitioner and is completely separate from the Rejuvetide business as a peptide provider. Questions on any of those things?
No, but I think, I don't know about you, Jason, but is there a bigger tell anywhere in the world when something is so beneficial and you see the big boys step in to try to block it? I mean, that one thing alone tells you how beneficial this is.
Well, like I said, I knew something like this was going to be coming. I was just waiting for it. They know perfectly well that peptides can compete and probably often do better than their pharmaceuticals.
Well, what's more is I don't even know what the numbers are, but because of the way peptides are made, there are going to be hundreds, if not thousands, of new ones every year. This just keeps going and going. And I think they're going to have a hard time outlawing it in any way that's meaningful, but you never know what they might try to pull. The point here is thousands and thousands of people have found the benefit. It's rising in popularity. And what happens? Credit card company steps in. I was in a place today getting tacos for my wife, and the charge to use a card at checkout was almost $3. Unbelievable.
Yeah, just the fact that the only way, it's actually very clever how they are trying to block it. They're like, what are we going to do? Let's go after credit. It's very clever that that's what they decided to do, but it's just very backhanded and sneaky and disgusting.
All right. Are we going to jump in on BPC? Is that the first one up?
Of course you would think that, Crow, since that is your favorite peptide.
I like BPC, but I am about to be a guinea pig for another one. We're not going to talk about it yet, but if it does what we think it might, I will absolutely come talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we will also talk about that peptide, Crow. That's a little later down. That one's called AOD. I do want to talk about another really exciting thing that we have coming soon on Rejuvetide, because I know there are still a lot of people that just don't want to take an injection, and I totally understand. So I have decided to make homeopathic versions of our peptides. This means we will have all of our current formulas in a homeopathic version. They won't all roll out at once, but a few at a time. That means if you want something like NAD or the BPC for pain relief, or even if you wanted to try a weight loss peptide, you will be able to have this available in a homeopathic version. So you can just drop it under your tongue and get the benefits of the peptide, which is great and very exciting. We also will have the animal glandular peptides. These are tissue and organ specific formulas. So these are actually peptides from an animal's eye, lung, retina, liver, thyroid, testicles, ovaries, heart, prostate, on and on. So these are very specific glandular or tissue peptides that regenerate those tissues, organs, or glands in the body. Here's the BPC part, Crow. So I am working on a BPC in a capsule form. This is actually one of Rose's favorite things. However, in the meantime, if you need a BPC in a capsule or an animal glandular peptide, please just contact me for an order. You can send me an email to hello@dmdnaturalmedicine.com. And I work with really great brands. If you order from Clive DeCarl, he also has the glandular peptides available through Nature's Marvels. So if you're already doing an order through him, you can just add that to your order. So this stuff is accessible. It's just all going to become more accessible when I put it on Rejuvitide. And also last on the list, but we will be making nasal form of peptides. So all the neurological and mood or nootropic peptides, they're not the highest priority because you could already take one of our peptides and turn it into a nasal peptide, which I will talk about how to do. But eventually I would just like to have it available in a nasal formula. And that way, so some of them just go better into that nasal tissue and kind of right up into the brain.
So I got to ask about the animal glandular one, because I was talking to Fortune about a week ago, and he had mentioned to me that at my age, a lot of people's testosterone really falls off. And he turned me on to bull testicles to get the testosterone. And I noticed testes is on your animal glandular. Is that related?
That is kind of the idea behind it, yes. So you're not exactly replacing the testosterone, right? But you're helping give your testicles the information it needs to kind of rejuvenate its own native processes. So yes, the idea behind it is if we give you the animal glandular version, it's going to kind of give the body's tissues what it needs to revamp it. I am using them on some people, not a ton. I don't know if I have enough information to be like, yes, this definitely works on this, this, and this. So we're kind of just still early testing using these, but it's not going to hurt. If you want to run it for a couple rounds and see how you feel, it's definitely not going to hurt.
Well, I'm doing it now just to be on the record.
Now, where are these coming from? Are they coming from live animals or are they synthetic versions?
No, these are from, great question. These are actually from live animal glandulars and tissues that have been harvested. They are all coming from European animals that have a better standard of life, just like humans over there, as far as health goes anyway, with water and pesticides and GMOs and things like that. So they are the most naturally raised animals, but you are actually getting peptides that have been extracted from that animal tissue or glandular.
And do you know why they're able to get it from the animals? Are they being slaughtered for other reasons?
I would assume that they are also using the meat and the hides. And, you know, I would assume like a company comes in and buys the glands and then turns them into the encapsulated.
They treat food and food products much more, well, closer to normal than we do by a long shot.
Yeah. And just the water out, you know, the water is better. The soil is better. They're not eating pesticide grass. The animals are just more, you know, they don't have any hormones and antibiotics in the animals throughout the life. They're a more natural living animal. In fact, you can't even get peptides from a domestic animal. They all come from Europe.
How many times do you hear a friend that went to Italy come back and say, I ate 5 pizzas every day and I didn't gain a pound?
Yeah, 1,000. The gluten just doesn't, because it's real wheat. It's not the hybridized GMO sprayed with glyphosate trash that we have, bleached, bromated.
Oh, speaking of that, you could actually go on Amazon and get actual Italian pasta. That's what I do. I order angel hair in a big old box and it lasts quite a while. And it's the real thing from there. And let me tell you, you can taste a difference.
I forget, it's the Durum semolina thing, but there's also another grade on the pasta. Do you know what it is, Diana?
I don't. I just look for organic Durum or semolina, and you can get it at Whole Foods, even at Sprouts, I think.
And it's actually real food.
It's real food. It's delicious.
All right, what's next?
Okay, I want to get into some details about peptide appointments. For the most part, you guys, most peptide information is actually very easily accessible, especially if you're just wanting to try a single peptide. So you can easily find on the internet how to mix it, how to dose it. So if you can use responsibly, you will be okay on your own. You can easily just go to Crow's website, go into our website from there. So there's a link on the main Crow website. Then the code CROW15 gets you 15% off of peptides. It's really easy to just do that. Just use the code, get your own peptide, get the information. Or if you need handholding, yes, I'm available for that. Jeff is available for that. I just want to send out another reminder that the 15-minute consultation is not for peptide advice. Please make sure you book a peptide consultation if you want to talk about peptides, because that allows me to go over the actual peptide recommendations and I have to have you sign a waiver before I do that. If you also need me to review your current supplements, you want new supplement recommendations, you want your protocol written out, you want links, you want me to review your diet, lifestyle, you have a complicated medical history, please understand I cannot do that in a 30-minute peptide appointment. Please book a full 90-minute intake because it's just not enough time to review and give you everything that you need. So for example, if you book a peptide consultation for low energy, but then in that appointment, you mention you have hypothyroid, you're not sleeping, all these things, I'm going to tell you that we need to do a proper intake to work on your thyroid because it's an underlying issue that needs to be addressed. So I just want to preface this so people have better expectations of what we're doing in what type of appointment. And then this one's really important. Not all cases are appropriate to use only a peptide on. And I have had some people get really mad at me about this, but I want you to remember that I work off of the root cause and I also have a homeopathic and herbal background. So I will recommend what I feel is the best protocol, keeping a peptide focus at the center. But for example, if you have high blood pressure, kidney stones, gout, high cholesterol, eczema, psoriasis, thyroid conditions, hormonal issues, headaches, these need a fully rounded protocol. This is not just like, oh, can I take a peptide for this? So I just really want to emphasize that myself nor Jeff can't just make a peptide recommendation to like try one peptide to automatically fix all of your things. Is that really clear on appointment types?
Yes, just think through what you need and please be considerate.
So I just want everyone to keep in mind that your situation is unique and a lot of things need to be considered, especially if it's not a straightforward issue. So if you have a very complicated situation, I might refer you to Jeff Nunn. Just as a reminder, he's at projectbiohacking.com. And I just kind of wanted to lay out when to use me versus when to use Jeff, if you're a little confused of some of the information that I just laid out. But if you just need help using any peptide that you've heard me speak about on a show, or it sounded like it fits what you want and you want to try it, that's something you can use me for. If you're looking for some general recommendations on how to use a peptide, or your situation is along the lines of weight loss, hormones, skin issues, chronic pain, kind of just my areas of concentration, that's a great way to use me. I'm also working on more robust peptide focus protocols, bone healing, COPD, fertility, sleep, detoxification. So the more that I work with people, the more that I am learning myself and the more comfortable I'm becoming. Jeff, on the other hand, is an expert that he's been doing this for 5+ years. Okay. If you have a very complex medical history, for example, you have cardiovascular risk and high blood pressure, and you're looking for help with erectile dysfunction, but you're also taking several medications, that's going to be a Jeff category. If you have lots of complicated or even obscure symptoms, and you really only want to use peptides, but you're willing to do several of them, that might be more up Jeff's alley as well. Definitely, if you are looking for an advanced biohacking scenario, you want to blend multiple formulas and you want a specific result, that is Jeff as well. So please just understand that all of these cases, whether you're using Jeff or myself, they all take monitoring and follow-up. So just be prepared or committed. If you're working with a practitioner, especially on complicated cases, myself nor Jeff cannot just fix anything by making a one-time appointment and never talking to you again and only spending 30 minutes with you. So I just kind of want to lay out that just expectations, right? Just like with any protocol and healing, it's going to take time. It's going to take refinement. So I just kind of wanted to lay out, if you're considering working with a practitioner, when it's appropriate, me versus Jeff. Hopefully that made sense. And I want to move into lab testing, because we did talk about, both Jeff and I talked about having concerns with cancer. So if you want to do a cancer pre-screen before you use any of the growth factor and repair peptides, okay, so that's the CJC, epomorelin, somorelin, any growth hormone secretagogue, any NAD, you can easily order a cancer pre-screen. I have a lab shop on dmdnaturalmedicine.com. Just to be clear, you receive your results, not me, okay? So these are just, if you want to check your own labs, you can check the cancer screening section at the bottom of the lab shop. It's like under $100. It's very reasonable. There's a male panel that gets you a prostate and pancreatic cancer check, and the female looks at breast, pancreatic, and ovarian. Now, these are the most common cancer biomarkers in males and females. Obviously, it doesn't check for all cancers. So if you are really concerned about using those growth factor peptides and you want something more advanced, there's a ton of things you could probably find online that different companies offer, at-home test kits where you can do a full cancer screening. You can also talk to a medical doctor. But I did have a lot of people that were concerned with, like, I want to make sure I don't have any active tumors in my body before I start NAD. So I just wanted to make that more available to people so that they didn't actually have to do an appointment with me to get that. So that is just a resource if you want it. There are also a ton of other labs on there if you want to look at that. I won't go into details, but just again, these are at-home kits, or they will give you a lab requisition form to take to like a Quest or a LabCorp. You receive the results. You can take them to your doctor. You can put them into AI. Sorry, I know Crow does not love AI, but AI can read your test results if you're confused about that, or give them to a practitioner of your choice. So I just wanted to give that as an option for people that were concerned with the cancer piece or having a potential tumor in the body.
Okay. There's also you've got nutrition panels, right? And you've also got one that includes heavy metals. I want to make the point that if people are starting to feel unwell and you're getting problems and you feel like, I wonder if I have heavy metals, you know, when your intuition starts telling you things, there's a path. You can find a way to go test yourself, like the hair tests we've covered, and it's also available here. I just want people to know that you should listen to your intuition, and these things are available, and it's not like you're guessing anymore after you've done it.
Speaking of hair tests, I actually, for the first time, I had a customer bring me one of the Masterpiece hair analysis reports, and it was absolutely incredible. The information that you get on that test for the price is amazing. I would absolutely recommend that. We also have one on the site, but I think that the Masterpiece one is really, really robust and much more detailed. So that is a great one for heavy metals, especially if you are specifically taking Masterpiece. I wanted to throw that in because I finally had the opportunity to see it.
Years ago, like, I don't know, 15 in the early 2000s, to get a lab return like that would have been hugely expensive. I'm starting to notice that a lot of the things that were out of reach for some people are starting to come available. And I saw an example of what you're talking about, and my wife got one for heavy metals. It's unbelievable how many things are broken down. So you no longer have to guess. Nutrition, metals, just all of it.
Yeah, very robust report for the price. I love that one. Okay, let's go into the different types of peptides, because we've got orals, injectables, and then there are nasal and topical peptides. So the oral peptides that we currently have available that I can order for you are the BPC-157. There's also a gut healing formula and thyroid formulas. These are not my brands, but I can, if anyone needs these or help ordering these, I can help you with this. There's also the animal glandulars that we just mentioned, Nature's Marvels. You can get them from Clive. You can get them online. I can help you. There's 100 easy ways to do this. And again, that's like the, you know, eye formula, testicles, prostate, ovaries, the very specific glandular and tissue peptides. You will take those for 10 days straight and repeat every 90 days. And those instructions are on the box. The oral peptides specifically, these provide targeted organ regeneration and support. So they come from specific glands or organs from the adrenals, for example, the adrenal, the thymus, the liver of an animal They supply signaling molecules or regulatory peptides to support function in the corresponding human organ. These are called organ-specific bioregulatory therapy, or this is called, I should say. Users sometimes report improved function, resilience, or balance in that system. Again, I have not been using these long enough to really say if they've done anything, but the premise is that by supporting glandular homeostasis, oral peptides may help buffer the negative effects of chronic stress on the glandular system. They also are gentler and have a lower risk than high-dose hormone therapy, Crow, kind of like what you were asking about earlier, because they don't supply large pharmacologic hormone doses, but rather micro-signaling peptides. Some believe they carry lower risk as of overt hormonal suppression or side effects compared to full HRT. They're often marketed as nutritional and regulatory rather than replacement therapies. So, Crow, I think this is a great thing for you, especially if you know where your testosterone levels are. I would have that pre-marker noted. Then I would do a round of the peptides and test your testosterone again 6 weeks later and see if you had any improvement. If you have a little bump in it, then I would do it again and see if you can kind of get it back to where you want it, or at least if it keeps going up and if you're feeling better.
Well, for me, it would just be about energy, I think. But basically, the way that I look at it, it's almost like you're handing your body a blueprint, right?
Exactly.
And that is in the same vein as like the remedies, the Recoegs and the remedies that Fortune does, except that's a vibration, but it's the same thing. That vibration is translating into the body to inform. This is almost the same thing in a different modality.
Yeah, it's kind of homeopathic, but you're still getting the original medium in its full form. But again, yes, it's creating a signal in the body. So I've tried myself the pancreatic and heart peptides. I haven't felt anything different necessarily, but I just took it because I do have blood sugar issues. I do have PCOS. I wanted to support my pancreas because blood sugar issues cause the cascade into sex hormone issues that affect periods, skin, all kinds of terrible things for women. I also gave my doggies a round of the heart peptides just because Chihuahuas and King Charles, pretty much all small dog breeds, are prone to heart failure. So
let's talk about that for a second, because sure, we haven't really mentioned it. Many of these peptides, and like the Recoweg remedies, those can be good for your pets too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of like a brave new world, because not too long ago, those two things didn't go together. What was done for a human being was not considered for a dog. In other words, if I was taking something, it would not be for my animals.
Right. Yeah, I just think, I mean, it's literally animal to animal for them, right? Like they're getting a much closer signal.
Well, it works. Fortune talked to me about that too. With his animals, he uses the remedies and they work.
Mm-hmm. And I just sprinkle a little bit on their food. So I open up the capsule and sprinkle a little on their food. If an adult is supposed to take two capsules a day and they weigh 10 pounds, it's just like a little sprinkle. It wasn't a perfect science or measurement, but I know I'm not going to hurt them. So I kind of just eyed it and gave them 10 days of it along with myself.
Well, we should kind of draw the picture for like the remedies that we've talked about so much. There have been accounts where they've been taken into a mainstream lab and tested, and the lab's response is, this is just water. This isn't going to help anybody. And I refer you back to the conversation when Fortune was teaching me how to dilute the remedies, and I had gotten down to so little. And he said, well, we're just going to dilute it. And I said, well, I don't, you know, that's not going to work. It's going to be too weak. And he said to me, young man, don't you know the vibration is still in the bottle? And where the lab is used to seeing like a pharmaceutical and there's a chemical and a thing that can be weighed, measured, and known about, these remedies and things like peptides, they're going in a wholly different direction.
Absolutely. So with homeopathy, like you're saying, yes, there's nothing left really in that original remedy. And I think homeopathy is great for animals. With the glandular peptides, you are getting the whole glandular, also totally safe for them. But yeah, I do everything on my animals that I would do on myself.
Have you seen stunning results?
Just the one time that my King Charles had an extended bout of diarrhea, we were going on a week and he wasn't responding to anything herbal and homeopathic. So I'd injected him with some thymosin alpha 1, which is an immune modulating peptide, and that knocked it out that night.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's jump into nasal peptides. So there are some peptides that may be best administered nasally. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't try to inject them first, but there are some that just go better nasally, right? So these require a different reconstitution solution. So you would not use bacteriostatic water. If you're making a nasal solution, you would use saline, okay? So you can take any of these peptides in the bottle, how it comes, mix it with saline water, and then turn it into a nasal spray by just buying little nasal spray bottles. You can get those on Amazon or the internet. But all the nootropic peptides, so C-Max, Salank, N-acetylsalank, D-Cip, oxytocin, PT-141, which is the sexual wellness one, and Epithalin. Those are all great that if you're currently injecting them and maybe not getting a great result, you can try them intranasally and see if it works better for you. Again, really easy to find how to do this online and getting the dosage. And it is very easy to do, is just use responsibly. But there are also some people that have injected like Salank, for example, and just don't feel well. So I always say, stop injecting it. Unfortunately, you just have to throw it away, get a new bottle, turn it into a nasal solution and see if you get a better response that way. Because sometimes when people inject and they don't get the result they want, they get turned off by the peptide, but maybe it's just not going in the right way for you or it was too much. There are definitely some nuances that I'm learning about all of them. And I'm going to go over some much more details about that under hour two.
All right. Let me ask you a couple questions for like the nasal application on a scale from say 1 to 5. How difficult is it for someone to put it all together and then use the applicator?
1, it's super easy because the little nasal applicator already comes. It's like, has anyone ever done like anything up your nose, a little colloidal silver or like sinus stuff?
No, last time I did that, I was breaking the law. I was young.
I let you walk right into that one. Sorry. But you would literally take, so the peptide just comes as a dried powder in a little bottle. You would just pop it open, put it into the nasal applicator. You would add the saline solution. You don't ever shake a peptide. You could just gently mix it. You would store it in the fridge and you can just try a couple sprays up the snoot and see how you feel.
What's the absorption difference between an injection direct into like the fatty tissue versus going up the nose? Is there an absorption difference?
I think it's much different. The nasal tissue is so sensitive. I think it just sucks it up right away and it's going right into the brain and affecting neurotransmitters versus if you're going into subcutaneous fat, it's getting into the cells. It's a lot further from the brain and maybe the cells might be metabolizing it a little differently. I don't know exactly why people have such different reactions with it one way or another. It just seems like some of the nootropics, they just go better intranasally.
I wanted to ask a little bit about the needles because I think most people hear needles and they have bad thoughts immediately. But what I noted, the first time I heard about it was the nurse who went through end of life with my mother had a rotator cuff and you provided the injections that helped her with that. But the first time she did it, she called me and said, the needle was so tiny and I saw it. It's like super short and it's like hair thin. She said, I couldn't even feel it. And by the way, Jason, did you do the injection once?
That's all I do.
And so what can you tell folks about the needle? Because most people hear needle and they start thinking bad thoughts.
Okay, so here's my experience with that. If you do the injection as far up your thigh as you can in the fatty part of the thigh, I have found that I have minimal pain to almost no pain whatsoever. Yeah, there's a little bit of a prick, but sometimes I barely feel anything at all.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, Jason, how big a difference have the injectables made in your life?
There are certain things that they're doing for me that they're an absolute 10 because I'm doing GLP-3 and I'm dropping weight slowly but surely week after week.
You were up to 10 pounds last time Rose said something to me. What are you up to?
About 13 now.
That's significant.
And I like the fact that it's going very slow.
Yes.
Because my body is adjusting along the way. Like I don't feel like I'm just dropping weight really quick, which is not a good thing. If you get like weight loss surgery or something like that, you're going to lose weight rapidly and then you're going to look like fat bastard at the end of the Austin Powers movie.
Yo-yo. Yeah. If you lose it too quick, a lot of people yo-yo.
Then that's exactly right, you guys. That is what you want. So I tell people, don't even expect weight loss in the first 3 to 4 weeks because you're just slowly figuring out where you even respond to not wanting as much food. But you shouldn't be like, oh, I never want to eat. Like what happens when you do too much of the Ozempic? It should be the first month. It's just working on underlying insulin resistance. Jason, you're on a GLP-3, so it doesn't even work on insulin pathways. I think it's doing something else, which I'm not even sure yet because we don't do a GLP-3 yet, but we will have one in January. But basically, you guys, any peptide that you're doing for weight loss, it should be slow and steady. You're not going to be wake up and be skinny in 2 months. Okay. It's not Ozempic, and that's not safe to do it that way. But working slowly with the body as it's working on the underlying factors, that is what we want. So Jason's doing it exactly perfectly.
So the other thing is, how do you feel it's affected you to lose the weight? Have you literally felt like eating less? Is that the whole game here, or is it something else?
Well, I absolutely have noticed my appetite diminishing, but again, it's been very slowly. And you don't want to just shoot yourself up all at once and be like, well, I want the results now. I'm going to hit myself with no. You start out very slow. You figure out what's a good dose for you. And then you slowly increase over a couple of weeks. I'm at my third increase now, and I'm definitely seeing results. And I'm getting to the point now where I really don't eat a whole heck of a lot. And I never really ate a lot to begin with. So very noticeable results at this point. I can't say enough good stuff about what I'm doing. And I'm using the GLP-3, but you do get results with the others as well.
And so in a given day, are you doing one dose of the GLP-3 or is it more than that?
Oh, no, it's every couple of days, like twice a week.
So twice a week you do this. And for affordability, what would you say?
So the cost, from what I've noticed from the various websites I've looked at, is about $100 for a 10 milligram vial of the powder, which you then reconstitute. That seems to be the standard going rate. But of course, if you buy more, you can save more. And of course, Diana's going to be offering it in January. So I guess I'll have a new place to get it.
Yes. And also interesting, just depending on what the underlying metabolic dysfunction is in your body. I've had, like Rose, for example, she didn't respond to the GLP-3. So that tells me that she has insulin resistance. And so do most women. Over about 93% of women have some degree of insulin resistance. So for us, the GLPs are better because that is working on the insulin pathways.
Do you do any form of magnesium, Jason?
I take it sometimes. I don't take it all the time. I don't really seem to need it.
Did I tell you I quit cutting my hair again? When my wife saw that my hair had gotten so thick, she said, grow your hair out one more time because you're going to be too old pretty soon. So I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, I quit cutting my hair, and it's unbelievable how much thicker my hair is. I look at pictures when I was in my 30s, my hair's thicker now.
Oh, the one thing I should mention is that I do burp a lot now. So it's obviously working on my digestion.
You didn't burp a lot before you were doing this?
I don't think any more than anyone really does.
So Jason, I would not keep increasing. So if you are at a dose now where you're losing weight and you still have a little bit of an appetite, you don't keep going up. So this is the mistake that everyone is making with these peptides that is detrimental, is the keeping tight. They call it titrating up. Find the place where you're happy, which it sounds like where you are, and don't go up anymore, because then you start getting the negative side effects. You're not eliminating properly. When you have no appetite, you're not going to get nutrition properly. You're not going to be hydrated. You're going to get the saggy skin and all the other crap that goes along with it that's giving these things a bad rap. So I would say you're at the sweet spot. That's where you want to find and stay.
Yeah, right now I'm taking 30 units on the little insulin needle, and that is putting 2.5 milliliters of the baristatic water into a 10 milligram vial. So that's where I'm at, but everyone's different, so you'll have to figure out what works for you.
Yeah, what I would do with the weight loss peptides, I just do a 1 ml reconstitution, and then you can take half that dose, because what you're basically doing is just giving yourself more bacteriostatic water. So if you just do 1 ml, you can get that dose down to like 10 or 15, which is right on the money.
Which, of course, when you get used to doing these things, you can kind of feel if you're hitting yourself with a lot into your injection site. So less is more as far as feel goes.
Yes. You want it to be more concentrated, unless it's GHKC or something that hurts like hell. So you want to put as much bacteriostatic and water in there as possible.
All I know is 13 pounds is significant. I was in this thing, I must have been in my 20s, and I was at this conference, and they brought out this little wad to show what 5 pounds of human fat looks like. You should look it up online, Chase, and it'll blow your mind. You've lost 13 pounds. When you have some spare time, look up what 5 pounds of human fat looks like, how big it is.
You've lost 3 chihuahuas, Jason. 3 of my chihuahuas.
It's always gratifying, too, when you can put on clothes that you weren't being able to fit in because you're becoming such a fatty.
Be careful. You might have room for another cat now.
Right? Uh-oh. Also, you guys, a tip on injecting yourself. I also like the upper thigh. if you go slow with the needle, it's going to hurt. You almost want to give it a little swing and just like jab it right in there. And that's really when you can't feel it. I'm also going to talk about the ideal size of the needle in the next point, but I do want to wrap up this last point and get into the topical peptides, if that's okay.
Do it.
So the GHKCU, this is the copper peptide. This is the one that I just said can hurt to inject. And I will talk about that more, but from a topical perspective, this is the one for anti-aging and hair loss. So you can use this with something called a micro needle or a dermapen. This is a rolling stamp with micro fine needles. There's the Dr. Pen brand. That's an actual electronic micro needle pen. You can get that on Amazon or online. If you feel comfortable giving yourself a face or a hair treatment at home, this is so much cheaper than having it done by an esthetician or a professional. I can help you with this, by the way, if you want, like during a consultation, I can give you links and stuff, but this is very easy to find on your own and easy to administer. I'll also be making a YouTube video about how to do it, so that'll make it easier to look at as well. But if you have any sort of hair loss, you can apply the peptide on your scalp and you can use the pen or the roller a couple times a week just to your tolerance because it will make it a little sensitive. And then you would also use that peptide topically twice daily on the days that you don't use the roller. We are getting really good results with hair coming back thicker, more follicles growing back. Like people are very, very happy with the topical use of the GHKCU. If you do have any sort of hair loss, I would also inject it as well. You want to make sure you're getting it in systemically and locally at the hairline. And then for anti-aging, just you would do your whole face. You could do your neck. You could do your chest. If you have sun damage, I mean, this stuff is really amazing. Women are going nuts with using all this kind of stuff. Another one that I did not discuss last time that I just learned about, it's called Snap 8. And this is going to be replacing Botox, which is so exciting because Botox literally stands for toxin. I think one unit of Botox kills a rat in clinical studies. That's how they figured out how to dose it.
Isn't it botulism?
Yeah, it's botulin toxin or something like that. But this is going to be a peptide for wrinkles, deep lines, and muscle contractions. So I'm going to have one of my friends that does Botox, like actually inject, because I've never done Botox. I won't do Botox. That scares me that it kills a rat. One little unit kills a rat, but then people will put like 30 units in their forehead.
Well, I learned about botulism when I'm young. That's not a good thing.
It's really not. So I'm looking forward to, like, I mean, this is literally a non-toxic replacement for Botox that's going to be way cheaper. There are people that'll go in and spend $1,200 on Botox. You can get a little bottle of Snap 8 for a couple hundred dollars and it'll last for 3 sessions. The peptide thing is incredible. We are going to be replacing a lot of very toxic, very harmful things with like safe things that do the same stuff.
But naturally without chemicals.
Exactly. Super exciting. So that one I'm excited about. That one we will have available as well. I'll probably start with it in a micro needle just to see how it works on lines and things before I have someone inject it. I don't really need Botox, but I like to experiment with this stuff because I know I'm not hurting myself and I just like to see how it works. Jumping into some nuances that I am learning about peptides, there are some very rare but kind of interesting side effects. These are very easily remedied. It's just, this is why communication is important. But one of the things I want to tell people is that the insulin needles are not all the same. I don't know who invented this, but the bigger the gauge, the smaller the needle. Do you guys remember this?
What do you mean by smaller? Gauge is the circumference?
You know, that actually works the same way with speaker wires too.
Yes. Who invented this? It's so stupid. But you want to find the biggest gauge, which I have found to be 31. So the 31 gauge on the insulin needle, Crow, this is the information you asked for earlier. That's the ideal. That's the one that doesn't hurt. There have been times when I didn't realize that the gauges were different. And I used to send people the 30 gauge and they hurt. So even the difference between a 30 and 31 is significant and can deter people that it hurts too much if they're using a 30. So find the 31 gauge. There are also different lengths of the needle. So a shorter needle may be better if you're going close to, let's say, the spine or going close to a bone or working around the knee. And a longer needle may be better if you're trying to get into sub-Q fat or you want to get deeper into an injured tissue area, like into your shoulder blade or your trap or something, or your glute or hip, and you really want to get it in there. But the ideal needle I am finding is the U100 8 millimeter or 10 millimeter 31 gauge insulin needle. I'll say that again. It is a U100. That's a 100 unit, 8 millimeter or 10 millimeter, 31 gauge insulin needle.
That's the length, 10 millimeters?
Or 8, yeah.
Is that the one you have me buy for the nurse? That's the same size, 31, 10 millimeter?
Mm-hmm. She was a 31 and a 10 millimeter. That's actually the perfect one. And sometimes for some reason, it's hard to find the 31 gauge with 10 millimeters. Like you can get it on an 8 millimeter, but sometimes you can find the 10 with the 30. But the priority would be get the 31 gauge. Then the other stuff is secondary importance.
Her first comment was, I couldn't even feel it. And she was shooting it into a sore shoulder to boot.
Yeah. If you really want to get deeper, you could do a 12 millimeter. Like if you're going into a big muscle, that would be more appropriate, something longer. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess people who have to take insulin, this is no big deal for them. They probably know all about it, huh?
Absolutely. Yes. And some of those insulin needles I've seen and actually are way more painful because they probably make different gauges of those too. I don't know why they wouldn't just make it the thinnest, but who knows? I don't know why half the things happen that happen. I mentioned this earlier. So the GHKCU is a painful injection. And I mean, it can leave a welt. It can leave a bump under your skin that when you sit on it, it hurts for like 10 days. And these kinds of things scare people off about the peptide. They think they're having a bad reaction. They think they're allergic to it. It is normal if you have a reaction to the GHKCU. It's painful, red. It can leave a little rash, a bump, all of those things. You can cut it with BPC and TB500 to help. You can also reconstitute it with as much solution as possible, like fill it to the tippy top. That will help as well. Even that sometimes hurts me a little bit. Also remember, it's a copper peptide and you have a copper zinc balance in your body that might be disrupted. So you might need to take more zinc to help make that a little easier, help the GHK to go in easier. You can also get this as a blend. It's called a Glow Blend. It's BPC, TB500, and GHKCU. That is the Glow Blend. That's for anti-aging, systemic inflammation, skin, hair, nails, and tissue repair. That would be a sub-Q injection. Really good in the glute. I feel like it's less painful in the glute or the inner thigh. I don't put it in my stomach. It doesn't seem to react very well in that tissue. I also don't have a lot of fat in my stomach. So just FYI, sometimes a peptide feels better going in different areas. So if you have trouble with the pure GHKCU, don't turn away from the peptide. If you still want those benefits, just mix it with something else, reconstitute it more, or just get the Glow Blend.
So the GHKCU is anti-aging hair loss. And of all the peptides, that's the one people report pain.
Yeah, myself included, it can be pretty bad.
How bad?
I mean, like to the point where I'm like, is something wrong? Like it's not absorbing, like it literally creates a little pearl under your skin that won't go away for 5 or 10 days. It's kind of like, why is that doing that? But it's like everybody's having that problem.
So is it bad enough for you to say this isn't worth it? I'm not going to do it anymore?
No, but it is bad enough for me to say, let's find a way to make this better for people. So get it in the blend, reconstitute it more, and now it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that's what Rose is saying, that they've been finding solutions with dilution and BPC, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Or just take way less. Like the protocol I was using called for 8 units of GHK. It's just too much on its own. It just hurts.
These are the experiences that are good. So people, you know, because if no one told you that and it happened, you know, it's like the first time you take non-buffered niacin, a doctor did that to me, gave me a super high dose, said, take it before you go to bed. I woke up in the middle of the night. I thought I was dying. Luckily, after about 15 minutes of panicking, I realized that it was the niacin.
That brings me to the next peptide. I just actually added this in. So the CJC epimorelin blend, mostly this is because of the CJC. It literally causes that flushing sensation like what you're talking about. And if people have more histamine, if you are a higher histamine individual, meaning you have more reactions during allergy season, you get hives more often than the rest of people, you have sinus issues, you may have a little bit more of a flush on this peptide. It might cause heart fluttering. You get really red, you feel hot, and these reactions aren't hurting you, but it can scare people. I've had someone to the point where like he thought he needed to go to the ER because he was having such a reaction. This is why we always start low, just to see what it's doing in your body. I've had nobody actually be allergic to a peptide yet, but start really low so that if you do have a histamine response, it's little.
That's exactly what I get. And I've already finished one cycle of the 6 weeks of CJC. I always got a flush.
Yes. And I do too. And it, even if your heart flutters, it's actually good for your heart. It's not hurting you, but.
Does it go away?
Absolutely.
I mean, over time, like with the niacin.
No, it does it every time. And it doesn't really do anything. It's just, here comes the flush. I know it's obviously doing something. It lasts about 10 minutes and then that's about it.
Exactly. But some people, if you're a higher histamine individual, or like if you like to drink a lot of alcohol, or you like drink the same night, it can be a really intense reaction. But you can get epimorlin without CJC and you won't get the flush. You could try somorlin. So there's other things. It is the CJC, I believe, that causes the flush. So my point is, if you have a reaction to this that's so extreme that you don't like it, there are other things that can give you the same result. That's just not this blend. So it's just kind of, I just want people to understand when something happens, I don't want you to get scared off of a peptide, okay? Just understand we need to learn what's going on and we can try something else, or just communicate. Hopefully you're working. This is why it can be important to work with someone, or for those of you that use AI, Crow, I'm sorry, I'm really plugging AI today, but you can put in your symptoms into AI. Like if someone's taking 3 different peptides and 10 different supplements, you can literally put in to AI everything that you're taking and then what side effect you're having. And it will say, it's likely this, you know, try reducing this. So you can do a lot of troubleshooting is my point.
No worries. I seem to be the odd man out on that. Most people that I bump into are using AI with no concern, but it's time for us to wrap hour one. Diana, why don't you tell people where they can find you, your site, your book, anything you'd like to lay down?
Okay, the book is not out yet, but that will be TBA. You can find all the great peptides at rejuvatidepeptides.com. Also for the Christmas Crow sale, that's at rejuvatide and drdalewellness.com. And I'm at dmdnaturalmedicine.com.
So we don't do a lot of shows like this. And the reason we're doing a show like this is because this is a big deal. And we all know it's a brave new world. Most of it, not the greatest. But this is like an emerging thing that is clearly a big deal already, and it's going to be a bigger deal. There are more peptides every year by oodles. I don't even know how many. It's actually the point where I wonder if it would end up replacing medicine. I know everyone's laughing like I am, because we know that the medical system is going to push and fight back. We told the story about what the money places are doing to try to prevent people from having access to this. Anyhow, the Christmas Crow bundle with Diana is going to get you 25% off. Actually, that is site-wide, so a full 1/4 off in reduction. The big deal here is these things can change your life if you find the one that works for you. And again, the Crow bundle is the Microbiome Terrain Pro, Magnesium, and Iodine. It was put together. These are like staple things that I take every day that have made such a difference for me. Jason, do you want to add anything in before I wrap?
Just to wrap up on the GLPs, if you have stomach issues, probably don't use the GLP-3, try the GLP-2. Also, it does help if you add in creatine and taurine as supplements, just regular oral supplements. It seems to work really well with what's going on with these things.
All right. I can imagine all the young people in the audience right now are rolling their eyes, but just hold your breath and count to 10 and you're going to be as old as I am. I promise. If I would have got started on the things that I do now when I was maybe in my 20s or 30s, it would have been amazing, but we didn't have as easy methods that we have now to learn things like this, nor did we have the mindset back then. Clearly the guys in the white lab coats were the whole game when I was in my 20s. But with that, I'm going to wrap up hour one of episode 656. Hour one is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is crrow777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode and members get access to the following. Shoot the Moon, which is a 2-hour film covering my older telescope work. They get access to all the stills that I have been shooting that people are printing of my solar work. And also they get access to my solar videos that I've been making. I'm wrapping up one now that covers a very interesting aspect of the solar eclipse that happened a year ago, May. The comments in the forums you also get access to. With that, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back for hour two, and I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. There it is, man. Cheers. Cool.
belief is the enemy of knowing.